16-year-old moving from rural Louisiana to Las Vegas. What was Las Vegas like at that moment in time?
Well, when I first got here, I really didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I guess because I had never been away from home, and I didn't like it. But then I love it now. Yeah. Only thing, when I came here, we couldn't go downtown. You know, it was bad.
So did you expect that you would not be
subjected
to this racism
That's right. Yeah, when I first came, yes.
Describe that to me. Talk to me about that era and racism.
Well, racism, you couldn't go to the shows. Well, you could go there, but you could, most of the people that worked on the strip that time, they were maids, you know. They didn't have bus boys and things like that. Only thing they did was clean up, you know, mm-hmm. maids and porters. Mm-hmm. Then it got to so that you could be they got to be bus boys, they got to be dealers, you know, things like that.
Did you ever look for a job on the strip yourself?
I worked at the Blue Onion for about 4 hours, and I got sick and didn't go back because I was in the kitchen and working, you know how you clean, wash and dish and that food. It made me sick. I didn't go back. I got a job with Gilbert's, and then after that I went to Rico.
So that was much better.
Right, much better, yes.
Who owned Gilbert Grocery? Let's talk a little bit about who, you know, that was the neighborhood grocery.
Gilbert owned it. Okay. Mr. Gilbert, yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yes, I remember. He was, he had polio, so he had to walk with crutches. Mm. But he had the grocery store and a liquor store.
And the liquor store. Mm-hmm. So they were two separate entrances?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grocery on one side and the liquor store across the street there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how busy were you? I mean, what was describe a grocery store to me from that time.
It was big because mostly if they didn't go to Vegas Village, the big grocery store, it was a little neighborhood store, mm-hmm. you know. And most of the people came there. And do their shopping, you know.